6. Recommendations. We're not asking for special treatment. We're just asking to be treated normally. But to be treated normally, we've got to have some things in place so we can actually maneuver and be. Quote from interview number 16. As prolonged and frequent users of the health system, disabled people are best positioned to provide recommendations on how to progressively realise Article 25 Health of UNCRPD in Aotearoa. Outlined below is a selection of the frequently mentioned recommendations, as well as more specific recommendations that provide clear and practical solutions for promoting disabled people's right to the highest attainable standard of health. Establish a ministry dedicated to disability and disabled people so that there is a clear distinction between health and disability. Replace the two-tiered funding system, ACC and MOH, with an equitable funding and support system for all people, regardless of the cause of disability. Prioritise tangata whaikaha, whānau hauā, in all aspects of healthcare and programs. Ensuring existing and new laws and policies are aligned with the UNCRPD. Increase disability representation and ensure formalised consultations with a diverse range of disabled people in all policy design and reforms. Implement free regular healthcare for disabled people, including dental care. Increase deaf and disabled representation in healthcare professions. Increase the awareness of the UNCRPD, disability rights and health literacy for disabled people. Improve disability rights training and awareness for health professionals and medical students. Increase funding for more highly qualified carers and support people. Commit to an urgent national rollout of Enabling Good Lives. Increase health and disability support in rural areas. Improve coordination efforts between different health agencies and departments. Provide holistic health care rather than siloed services. Abolish medically unnecessary surgical interventions on intersex bodies. Recognize FASD as a disability with greater access to early diagnosis, funding, and services. In order for the government to fulfill its obligations under the UNCRPD, the disabled person-led monitoring team also identified 3 system-level recommendations guided by the responses of the interviewees. Adopt a disability rights-based framework in the upcoming reforms and all other policy program developments. Ensure all future decisions regarding health and well-being are made with the convention in mind, with a particular focus on Article 25, Health, and other relevant articles. Commit to improving the issues, challenges, and barriers recognized in the short and long reports. This monitoring research has collected and analyzed the experience of over 250 disabled people, and therefore provides an unparalleled body of evidence which can and should be used to inform the review and ongoing health and disability system reforms. Measure the provision and progress of all health programs, policies, and reforms against the government's commitments under the UNCRPD. Together with robust, ongoing disability-led data, evaluation, and monitoring processes, as obligated by Article 31, 33, and 35 of the Convention.